This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Coming up in Lunchtime Confessions, I think it was just a harmless date, but it took my mind deep in the gutter.
Oh, really?
Deep in the gutter, and I'm still there. I haven't been able to unsee it.
Your mind is in the gutter.
My mind is very much in the gutter. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
12:20 when we confess. John McClain yesterday was on the show. We asked him about the Texans' potential interest in DeAndre Hopkins. This is what the general had to say.
They have not met with him. They have no interest in him, and he has no interest in coming here.
So you don't think he has interest either?
Absolutely not. He just listed four teams he wanted to go to and four quarterbacks. They're all Super Bowl contenders, great players, but none have the kind of money he wants. And so right after he finally hires an agent, then stories start to leak about how much he likes the Texans and Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't, you know, he just fell in love with them overnight. So his agent's doing what an agent should do. He's trying to drum up support to get somebody else to give him more an offer closer to what they're looking for.
All right, I can understand that. Now, the no interest on their part, I think that is something that you need to take into account. I know sometimes McClain will make predictions in the fluid process in which things play out. Sometimes it ends up being something else. But I do think he would know if they did or didn't have interest. Just like he did with D'Amico Ryans. Like in recent history, John McClain has been, he was very emphatic. D'Amico Ryans wants the gig. They like him.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think, you know, he definitely, and I agree with it, I think you agree with it too, that they won't have interest in him. But then he did say that they talked about it this morning. He said they don't have interest, but they talked about it, which I guess could mean anything. So
yeah, you talk about it and you say not interested.
Yeah, we're not interested. Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't think they should be. I'm not in this DeAndre Hopkins thing right now. I don't think he's washed, but I think he's declining, and I think the long-term, short-term payoff, I don't necessarily think it immediate. I don't think it's as simple as, oh, he's your best receiver. That immediately means you get more wins. I don't think. I think there's other variables that could happen that could lead to negative development of players.
Yeah.
I think it could lead to negative environment, negative atmosphere. Really not a good situation for either party involved. So, yeah, if you just want to say DeAndre Hopkins comes here, balls, they win 10 games, and bada bing, bada boom, and he's still elite, then cool. I don't agree with that, and I don't think the league agrees with that.
There is a very much a similarity with James Harden in that respect. Like, what are you going to get? Okay, yeah, he will be your best receiver, but what does it mean? How does it impact others? Just like James Harden, he will be your best player, but what about development, affecting others? That's the similarity there.
Here is more from John McClain on why they would not be interested, why they, being the Houston Texans, would not be interested. What are they not interested in? Do they think he's declining?
They don't want two 31-year-old starting receivers, and they love everything about Robert Woods. Last time, Hop had a good year, same year. Woods had 90 catches, 1,236 yards, same number of touchdowns as Hop. He's 1 year removed from that knee surgery.
Okay, so there you go, the Robert Woods angle. That's interesting. I don't know that would prevent you, but I don't think it makes sense. So them not being interested, I'm a-okay with that. John McClain was not a-okay with me yesterday.
Not in the least.
He came in here being a hardo, and he said, hey, I don't give a rat's you know what about OTAs, which kind of rolled my eyes at, because I just like to mess with John McClain, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like you do, sir. I mean, you're there all the time. You can't quit OTAs.
I don't care about OTAs. I got to be late today because I'm at OTAs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be late. Hey, I can't go on this vacation because I got to cover OTAs.
Yeah.
All right.
That's bizarre.
Here was the hilarity of John McClain finally being fed up with yours truly. So CJ's the number one guy right now, right? I mean, we're not.
He's not right now, but he is. He will be.
So Mills is the number one guy right
Mills
now.
Mills is the number one guy right now.
Okay. How does that make you feel?
I don't give a hoot about what happens in OTAs. And
man, you're writing columns for us.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I don't care about it. I write about people, players, quotes. But as far as how they perform, how it makes me feel, I don't give a rat's, you know what, about who's first, second, or third team in OTAs.
But isn't that a person or a player? Isn't Davis Mills or C.J. Stroud a person or player?
Man, he about to
that
smack
may be
you.
The dumbass question, biggest dumbass question you've ever asked. Aren't they a person or a player?
Stare down.
Aren't they a person or a player?
I'm trying to figure if I heard it right.
Let's see. They're people and they're players, and specifically their quarterback.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, John McClain was a meme. Right? If we'd have been able to capture that image, head down, steely stare, shooting daggers at you, it was awesome.
Someone brings up a good thing. You went really high horse well, actually, last segment.
No, I went accurate.
No. All right, reset what you said, Slimeball.
It's not right. By the way, Brandon Scott agrees with me.
Well, good for you. He's a well-actually guy, too.
You should not
say, hey, well-actually guy here.
You should not say first. By the way, Tyler Milner also agrees with me.
Okay.
It shouldn't be first annual. You don't know if there's going to be another.
Well, on the text line, Trailer Wheel and Frame text line, the 713, I can't wait to hear you counter this one, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then how can you say it's our first anniversary, then?
Are you saying this is my first marriage?
How? But if you say,
let me answer that question with a question.
This is our one year first anniversary.
How are you liking your first marriage?
What?
that's what I'm saying. Like you don't say this is my first marriage. You don't call it a first marriage until there's a second marriage.
So you can't say this is our first anniversary.
Well, of course you can. That's an anniversary. It's been a year. See, it's actually been a year. You're talking first annual when you haven't done squat. That would be my answer. Nobody says first marriage until there's a second marriage. Nobody says first annual until there's a you shouldn't say it at all until there's a second annual.
So what about if, let's say you want to do like an annual vacation,
right?
And you say, you know what? We're going to go to Vegas every year. So this is our first annual Vegas vacation.
Don't say first annual. It's not an
but
annual.
But we already plan. We already know we're going next year, though.
You're planning on it, but it's not
annual. Tomorrow's not promised.
It's not. No, it's not even that. It's not annual.
Right, Kyle Shanahan.
But here's the thing. It's not annual until there's a second one. Then it becomes annual. You can plan all you want, but it's not an annual until there's two, at least two.
What if you've already planned the second? What if you're planning an award show and you say, all right, it's the first annual Houston Sports Awards. Next year we're going to do this. Then can you do it if it's already planned?
And what if it's a total bomb, nobody shows up, and you end up canceling all future events? Then you lied. Don't say people, friends. You can call it inaugural and say this is going to be our first, but you can't say annual until you know it's that.
But I feel like when people say first annual, they're trying to keep the vibes up.
They're just trying
bit.
To make it sound bigger. Yeah. I get it, but it's not
because
it's not
I
what you should do.
I want to say, I might be lying. I want to say Bruce Cabina had a first annual crawfish broil.
He did.
At this place.
Okay,
he
shouldn't
did.
Have done it.
So I think
not until there's a second one.
I think he's keeping the vibes up saying, hey, we doing this first one and we're gonna do it again next year.
You're planning on it. Doesn't mean you did it. Like a texter from the 832 says, you say first annual to provide confidence that it's gonna happen again. Yes.
Yeah,
I
think
totally
that's
understand.
I think that's why people do
it. I get it.
It,
but that's not right. You don't know there's gonna be a second one.
So that is a well actually guy, right?
It's an accurate one.
Ooh, well actually guy.
Yes.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Speaking of friends, hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance. I've been carrying the water for a long time.
Man, he has.
For the PGA Tour. I never...
We the Water Boys.
...thought that it would get to a point where my loyalty would backfire. This was Jim Nance with Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour president, and this is the one seat in the slime off this week.
Big time.
PGA Tour and LIV Tour have merged. Listen to Nance interviewing Monahan, and you want to talk about something traveling well with time? This doesn't travel well with bleep.
I want to ask about this. There was a story that was first reported in the New York Post yesterday by Brian Wacker about a 9/11 coalition of families and survivors of the 2001 terrorist attacks. 9/11 families united sent a letter to the representatives of Phil, Dustin, Bryson, Reed, and others, quote, expressing their outrage towards the golfers for participating in the new league and accusing them of sports washing and betraying the United States, end quote. And that's gotten a lot of steam over the last 24 hours. That story first reported again in the New York Post. How much did you talk to your players about the possible ramifications if they sign on with the new league?
I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Jeez.
Not until now.
Goodness gracious.
He might be, everybody's going to come up with other instances of this example. He might be the biggest hypocrite in the history of sports when you consider the magnitude of what happened.
Well, the problem is his sport isn't good enough to be able to carry itself.
Don't
That's
go
the
there,
biggest
Eric.
Problem.
Are you going to do this again?
No, I'm saying like it's not good enough. It's not a good enough league to be able to overcome.
Oh,
the
to
stuff.
Take like the NFL and USFL.
Yeah, it's not good
something.
Enough.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So it's not. It's that's the golf. This is probably good for golf. They can actually do something to actually bring some interest instead of that badass Tiger Woods who carried the sport for all those years. I mean, because if Tiger Woods were still on tour and Tiger Woods were still playing, I think they could have probably overcome this LIV thing. I really do. Matter of fact, I don't know the guys would have left.
I mean, he's still technically, but
Come
yeah,
on.
If he were still that.
If he were still in his prime,
yeah,
they would have been able to
I don't
be
think
okay.
players would have wanted to leave. I think they would have wanted to be
yeah,
a part
to stay.
Of that.
But now it's lame.
No.
So they don't.
It's
they,
not
they
lame.
They have to figure it out.
It's not lame. It's awesome. And
it's,
I think.
It's obviously not awesome.
Well, it's awesome enough that they're going to drop hundreds of millions of dollars to form their own league.
Good for them.
With all these. And the TV ratings have been good. I think I looked them up after the show.
Good.
It was like the PGA Championship was a 10.9 when Tiger played his last time was an 11. I mean, it's still huge, and it's still hugely popular. But back to Monahan, just an incredible – he might be the biggest hypocrite in the history of sports. Because I think he's – here's my conspiracy theory. You want a conspiracy theory?
He's the biggest what?
Hypocrite in the history of sports. Don't do it. Don't do it. 9/11, blah, blah, blah. These guys are traitors, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, you're willing to buy us again? Okay, we'll settle the lawsuit. Come on, man. And cost guys hundreds of millions of dollars.
Jerry Sandusky might have something to say about that.
Is that a hypocrite, though, or is that just a slime ball? That's just a you know an absolute criminal.
Joe Paterno?
Not hypocrite necessarily. I'm talking about hypocrite. Like
we don't have to have this debate.
No, I know, but high and mighty and leaning, basically hugging the flag and all this other stuff, and then just gets completely sells his soul. Like completely sells his soul. He might be number one.
I don't even know that he sold his soul. I just I don't know if he's a hypocrite. I think he's more of a slime ball. I don't think he ever believed
what he was
saying. I don't think he ever believed what he was saying. Can you be a... God, we're getting well, actually, as hell. Can you be a hypocrite if you don't believe what you're saying, or are you just a slime ball liar? Because I think you're a hypocrite if you try to preach it and you're delusional enough to actually believe it.
I think there's a blurred line.
I don't
in
think
there
behind
somewhere.
The scenes this guy believes what he was saying.
There's a blurry line that would make him a hypocrite. It's hard to define, but he's definitely a hypocrite. I mean, this is
man,
and he cost guys hundreds.
Did Jim
of
Nance have to carry it the way he carried it?
Jim Nance?
I mean, and Jim probably believed what he was believing, and now what's he going to do?
I don't know if he did or not, but what? Everybody's
well,
going to have to.
Goodness.
Everybody's going to have to backtrack, and all of a sudden.
Lance Armstrong, number one hypocrite.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Give me your hypocrite. 713-572-4610. Lance Armstrong, hard to top.
Yeah.
Slime ball.
Yeah, big time.
And hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Now you got me thinking. But I think Monahan is definitely.
I think Lance is pretty safe.
Top three. For sure.
But does it count? It's golf. I mean, you got to put it down there. Like, it's not like we could, I'm sure we could find like a cricket or lacrosse player that's just as hypocritical. Who cares?
You're equating. Well, actually,
cricket
is the most watched sport in the world.
Yeah, but not here.
I don't know if you knew that.
No, not here. But yeah, like it's
ooh,
golf.
Ooh, well, actually, guys.
Golf is like with pickleball. Like golf right now, if I were putting golf in like its own category, because we have baseball, football, basketball, we have that. Like, have you ever turned on ESPN and seen like a World's Strongest Man competition? That's where golf is.
Get out of here.
Golf is like World's Strongest Man competition type of thing. That's where we're at right
you're
now.
You're just
can't even carry their own league, bro.
You're just trolling now.
Can't even carry their own league, bro. Of course they have good ratings. All the places, you just leave the channel on channel 5. It helps you sleep. You ever turn on a golf on a Sunday?
Yes.
Bro, you will not get a better nap, Holmes. You will not get a better nap. You'll and then you'll like wake up at like 30 minutes in a non-Tiger major. Oh, it's -2. Okay, and go back to sleep.
So Landry doesn't like golf, but that doesn't necessarily mean that
it's a
not
good sport.
Hugely popular.
It's like so is pickleball.
Not as popular as golf.
Pickleball's making a run.
Do they pull 10.9s on a TV rating?
It's a great sport to play.
It's fun.
It's a great sport to play. I don't like playing it, but it's a great sport to play. But to watch, meh. World's Strongest Man.
The drama in
look
golf.
At that big Russian dragging that truck.
John, know, who gives a damn?
I know you're not coming
on 18.
Off,
I know you're not coming off of this, but I keep saying these things trying to rescue you from yourself.
I'm not risking myself from anything.
Golf is awesome.
It sucks. They get dominated by a bunch of Saudis by like 6 golfers, and they bend over. Like that's what they do. They're losers. Like it's a chump sport now. That's what it was. Tiger Woods carried it. Now you have to sit there and like bow down after all this like waving the flag type of thing. It's embarrassing.
But they, I mean, I just gave you the numbers of Tiger Woods' last tournament major.
I don't know if I believe those numbers. I'd have to, I'd love for you to pull that up.
I will find it.
Don't say Tiger Woods in it. Give me Tiger Woods competing at a high level.
Okay.
Don't say he played because we watched his ass limp around and it was hard for a lot of people to watch and he wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Give me Tiger Woods' last major he won compared to this. There's no way it's close.
Oh, I'm sure Tiger Woods, those Tiger tournaments were higher. But what my point is you're talking about just 2 and 3 points, perhaps, and I'm looking it up, off of that now. So it's not like pickleball.
Let me make this very clear. Golf as a sport is great. I worked at a golf course. I get it. I don't like playing it, but I get it. Golf is a professional sport as something that you watch, as something that is run very well. It's awful. It's trash. They proved it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's up there sitting there trying to hold the flag, can't even hold it.
But that's a totally different thing than the golf.
But PGA is golf.
That's the leadership.
But PGA
that's
Tour,
like Adam Silver.
But when it comes to pro sports, the PGA Tour is golf, right? Is
yes,
that fair?
Just like the NBA is basketball.
And the NBA would
you
never
can think,
this would never happen to the NBA.
But you can think Adam Silver is an awful, awful commissioner, but it has nothing to do with the NBA game as you watch it.
But the product is so good and so strong and the brand
just
tie
like
between the sport. Obviously not. Because the NBA this would never happen in the NBA.
But again, you're equating the leadership selling out to the game. And those are completely two different things. Yes, the leadership sold out and sold their souls. the game is as strong as ever. So,
oh, is it? That's a bold statement.
Tiger Woods last
the game
major,
of golf is as strong as ever.
Yes. The game?
Wow.
The game?
The game of golf.
They've got bigger names now since Tiger Woods. I said since, not as.
Okay.
I said since.
Okay.
I'll put my shells back.
Okay. Okay, so in 2019, Tiger Woods, and I haven't even looked at the numbers, but I just called him up. He won the Masters in 2019. So let me give you the Masters ratings 2019 and 2022. In 2019, the Masters viewers, this is according to sportsmediawatch.com, very credible, were 10.8 million. This past year, 9.8 million. I'm telling you, man, it's hugely popular. That's Tiger and not Tiger.
Okay.
In the Masters.
Okay. Go golf.
Go golf.
Lunchtime Confessions coming up next.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Lunchtime Confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. We let it hang. A little bit lower during Lunchtime Confessions. It is time to confess.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I am jealous. Jacksonville Jaguars.
What? Why?
I'm telling you.
Because they're good?
No.
You think they're good?
No.
You think they're going to be great?
No.
Think Trevor Lawrence is destined?
No.
To be the next big thing?
No. Well, I mean, maybe. But that's not why I'm jealous. I'm jealous of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have leadership that actually is visionary and actually is taking things to an altogether higher level. They are redesigned. They've already, it's already passed. They're redesigning their stadium. The Jacksonville Jaguars and Front Office Sports tweeted it out this morning. The stadium of the future, and it's going to have all.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, it's going to have all kinds of stuff. Obviously, the big concourse is going to have like an underwater, a subtropical park. It's going to have the ability to change capacity from 62 to 72 with a flip of a switch. It's going to have a huge outdoor concourse area. Oh, man, it looks roughly the size of the Astrodome, that it's going to have all kinds of restaurants and, bars and things like that, tailgating areas. It's going to have a water feature that's going to be acres big. They're doing it in this division.
Good
with,
for them.
With visionary leadership.
It's weak.
If
be jealous
only,
of those weirdos.
If only Houston had the space to do something similar. That's right, we do. It's the Astrodome. I know we talked about this last week, but I am on.
Back on this.
I am on, you want to call it a warpath, mission, whatever you want to do. I said it last week. I'm saying it again. This just kind of rekindled everything. We can have that. Now, I think, I don't, nobody's told me this per se, but I think there's a pretty good sense that the NRG Park and the Rodeo and the Texans would love to have a next century, a next level park like that, facility like that here at NRG. It's already over 20 years old, complete facelift, fan-centric. You know, certainly some incredible, cool, new things. But you know what? We're not doing that. Instead, we're sitting on a bunch of rats and cats in the Astrodome. I'm not going to get off of this. I mean, I this is stupid.
What's the stadium going to be called, Jacksonville? Is it called the PDLFL Stadium?
Is it T?
I thought it was PDLFL.
Why do you call it that?
Please don't leave for London.
It's possible.
That's exactly what it is.
That's possible.
Please don't leave for London. PDFL. Welcome to PDFL Stadium.
Yes.
Where you'll see six games a year because we're going to play the other two in London.
Yeah. But it's about what they're doing, man.
We got a good vibe out there, man. See that? Looks good.
Notice that
the Astrodome is blocked from my view. We're looking right across. Notice it's blocked. Look. It's a good view right here.
Is it?
at that. Yeah.
See? Oh, yeah, I see it.
Hey, you see, it looks great.
That's what a freaking waste.
That's an awesome view right there.
I mean, you've got, what's the stadium? The Rams? What's it called? Awesome. You know? Oh, by the way, it's going to have.
I don't know what it's called. Weirdo Stadium?
The Jacksonville Stadium's going to have.
Now it's a bad view.
Come on, people. What are we doing here? Jacksonville's doing it. They might not even have a team. What are we doing? Watch this.
These are my confessions. So my mind went in the gutter, and quite honestly, I just can't help it. And I just don't see how you can't look at it this way and think of it this way. Is it safe to say what percentage of dates would you say end in sexual activity? Like when someone's in like their 40s and 50s.
First dates or just dates in general?
I don't know, dates. Like you're going out on a date. Oh. Let's say it's hot and heavy. What percentage would you say ends in sexual activity?
If you have a date.
Like if you see a 45-year-old going out with a 30-year-old or something, and they're going out about around town.
80%.
80?
That's what I say.
Is that fair?
I was going to say like 70.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going with this.
So yesterday, TMZ put out a video of Shaq going to lunch with Brittany Renner. And mm-hmm. I guess she's a social media star, Brittany Renner.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Shaq were enjoying dinner. She's 5'4", 108, man. And I get it that adults are going to adult. But you can't make me unthink what the hell she's going to do with Shaq. She's 5'4", 108, Holmes. And he's a grown man, so he's got to figure something out.
That's a category.
Hospitalization is the category. 5'4", 108, and she's going out with Shaq, John.
Curiosity killed the cat. You know that's what it is. She's like, I wonder.
Dude.
I wonder if it's possible.
I confess my mind's in the gutter.
Yes, it is.
But if you're honest with yourself, you'll confess your mind is right there with me.
Yeah. Watch this. These are my confessions. I'm proud of Figgy. Like, flat out, proud.
Don't sound so surprised.
Proud like a papa. Well, I'm proud of him a lot, but I'm proud like a papa in one particular aspect. Say it, Figgy.
Man, you put me on the spot. All right. La Micha Wakana.
Dude. Oh,
okay.
He's been working on it. The first time he said it, he was like, Mikana. He said, hey, you got that spot coming up. He didn't even say it.
La Micha Wakana.
I gotta ask, have you actually been practicing?
I've really been practicing. Every time I see it, I try to say it out loud. And
That's
then
awesome.
I wait for you to say it. And so I've been practicing.
That's awesome. You know, my mom used to tell people all the time, because my mom spoke almost exclusively Spanish. She spoke English, don't get me wrong. But I mean, you know, around the house and stuff, she spoke Spanish. She was fluent in English, but that was her preferred language. She used to always tell people that I had a hard time talking Spanish with her. Don't be embarrassed. Don't worry if you don't get all the words right. Most Spanish speakers really appreciate the effort. And I always remembered that. So Figgy, man, he's been literally.
La Micha Wakala.
Hot a baby. Very proud. Watch this.
These are my confessions. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot big time here.
Me?
And I'm warning you. I'm putting you on the spot.
You like to do that.
But I'm confessing, but I'm also exposing.
Do I need to write anything down here?
No, you can in a second.
All right.
But I'm also exposing myself as well, potentially.
Okay.
So yesterday at Texans practice, there were a lot of former Texans players on the field.
Oh, you want me to identify them?
And I'll be honest, there was a picture taken, and I saw multiple people say, a lot of familiar faces at practice today.
Yeah.
Let me see. One, two, three, four, five, and six. And a few of those are only because I've judged HEB tailgates with them. I'm going to put this picture in front of you, and I want you to identify as many of these guys as you can.
All right.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 guys. I want you to identify.
So your confession is you don't think I can name
my confession is I couldn't name half of them.
Like, let me see. Let me see this real quick. All right. I'll go. All right. All right. Well, obviously, Travis Johnson, Owen Daniels. Well, D'Amico. The guy on the right, I don't know. I don't think he was a player. Was he? Is that? Oh, what's his name? McKinney. Is that J.J. Moses in the front? He's got his head down.
I'll take your word for it.
How many is that? Five? That's about it for now.
I don't know. Like when J.J. put his picture up, I could name all of them. There, a lot of guys I don't recognize. There's Matt Murphy.
Oh, Matt Murphy was there.
There's Jonathan Wells.
Oh, I didn't see. I would have recognized him. I didn't see Jonathan. Did you wear sunglasses or something?
Yeah. You thought that was J.J. Moses? I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook.
He has his head down, and he's a little guy.
Okay. I think I'm off the hook for my. That's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, D'Amico Ryan said something about rookies, and it led to two really random discussions. We'll revisit it next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, D'Amico Ryan's had this to say about the rookies. I was kind of impressed with what he said about potentially your starting center. Lopez took this in a whole different direction. We might have a new practice hero here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 6.
Right.
Here was D'Amico Ryans.
The rookies, they're all as a group, they're doing well. The two guys that we drafted first, you know, CJ and Will, those guys have done an excellent job with what they've been tasked. They've been getting better. You also talk about a young guy like Jesse Matthews who's coming along, making plays, getting better. Right? Xavier Hutchinson, Tank, like all our guys have been doing a really good job. Juice has done a great job of just being consistent in there. It seems like a vet already, like with the consistency that he operates at.
Dude, he didn't even like just mention him like a guy. He says coming along, making plays, getting better. Jesse Matthews. It's, come on now. You have to admit, it's out of nowhere, an undrafted free agent from San Diego State mentioned right after C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson.
He appreciates the hustle, man.
Okay.
Appreciates the hustle.
Coming along, making plays, getting better.
He's one of those guys who just likes, he appreciates the passion, he appreciates the hustle.
That's what he likes. But he mentioned him before Juice. He mentioned him before some of these other rookies. I look, if I had to bet, I think he's going to be on the practice squad. And I haven't even seen the dude play. Old Jesse. I wonder who Jesse's girl is. Anyway.
Boy, you are on it today with the old references. Now, I've heard that song. Unlike those randos that you mentioned earlier today.
The Thompson Twins?
Yeah, that no one had heard of.
Hold me now. Look.
That's the worst thing is your bad musical taste all of a sudden gets all your like boomer your boomer groupies on the damn text line all of a sudden like.
Hey, don't hate me because I have groupies.
Telling
you guys don't know music.
Yeah, me and Figgy don't know music and we're dumbass millennials because you named some random group and you called them legends.
80s legends.
You called them 80s legends. There's a lot of 80s legends that we know. Yeah. You named some Thompson twins. This Matthews thing, though, he's just, D'Amico's just.
Figgy, I don't think you agree with Landry. I think you agree with me.
With what?
On Jesse Matthews.
I think he's doing something. I don't think it's just a hustle.
It's something.
But, however, I don't think he's going to, like, I don't think he's going to be getting all the reps in the regular season, something like that. But I think it's something else.
He's going to make the team. I already got a bet with one of our listeners that my man Big JJ, we bet a $100 gift card to Eddie V's. I said that Jesse Matthews would not have one catch, and you wouldn't take that bet.
No, I think he's going to be on the practice squad.
You hijacked the segment and did this, and then you wouldn't bet on him to have one catch.
It's called analysis of our head coach. Didn't hijack the segment. If we're going to talk about Juice Scruggs, when the head coach, by the way, would Bill O'Brien have even...
No, he wouldn't have mentioned any of the rookies. He would have said that all of them don't know crap.
And he singled out a wide receiver, position of need, by the way, acknowledged position of need, who was...
Dude, he's 5'8", 110.
He's 5'9", 190.
Okay.
He's a little off. Excuse me, 5'10", 190.
Okay.
Like out of the clear blue, just says, I'm not saying it's like, oh, this guy's going to start. I'm saying this guy is impressing and... Keep an eye out for Jesse.
I think he's kind of like Damian Pierce. Like Damian Pierce yesterday, we asked him about the cafeteria. He mentions everyone. I think that's kind of the D'Amico Ryan thing. I think the Juice Scruggs has substance. I think he's just doing what Damian Pierce did yesterday when he joined us.
Oh, yes. I love Miss Maria, Miss Selena, Chef Mike, Big Dog. I'd name them all right now if I could.
Okay.
Yeah. Just mentions the cafeteria workers' names because he's like that.
I mean, look.
And you notice he didn't need a camera to follow him around and give him the check or something. Like, he actually, like, just mentioned it. It wasn't like a, hey, HoustonTexans.com, follow me. I'm going to give this game check to the cafeteria workers. He knew the names, man.
I'm counting.
What's up, class?
8 undrafted free agents. Maybe 9. He mentioned Jesse Matthews. See, he said, he didn't just mention
it. But this is also the time where
making plays, getting better.
Yeah, there's no pad, so it's the wide receiver's time. So maybe he is making plays.
Yeah, that's
the wide receiver's time.
I think he's making some plays.
Yeah, and D'Amico appreciates the effort. He appreciates, he knows you need everything. Everything from the equipment staff to the people that load the plane, you need everything on a football team.
So why did he mention him ahead of... some of these other
guys. I don't think D'Amico just mentioning him because he got good effort. I think he's doing something.
So you don't think it was a courtesy shout out?
Nah.
No, it was more than that.
Nah.
Speaking of courtesy.
Otherwise, he would have gave all the other rookies
exactly
a courtesy shout out.
Or some of the drafted guys that he mentioned after.
When does pride, since we're talking about mm-hmm. pride not interfere with the courtesy shout out?
Like, give me an example.
Are the courtesy invite? Are there times where you appreciate the courtesy invite, or do you sometimes say,
like, just
I don't want to go?
In general, you mean?
Yeah, like the courtesy invite. Like, let's say you get invited to a random wedding.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Or you get invited to a random dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a you happen to overhear something, and all of a sudden they say, "Well, yeah, you can come too." When is the courtesy invite? When is the courtesy invite not a good thing?
That's a good example. Oh yeah, go ahead and you come. Well, so you don't want me to come. I just can come since I'm standing here. I mean.
So you seem like someone who would take the courtesy invite the most personal.
No, it wouldn't be personal. I'd just say, well, they're just being nice. I'm not going to go. I wouldn't be offended. And if somebody says that, I probably wouldn't know them very well either. Right?
I sometimes don't mind the courtesy invite.
Just to go?
Hey.
Now, do it depends what it is, though?
Hey, if it's a dinner and you're buying, hey, I'll sit in the corner and let your ass talk. Actually, I'll put my ear pods in my ear. You won't even know. You won't even know I'm not listening to you, sir. I promise you that.
I'll just be there eating the food and drinking the drink.
What about the courtesy offer to pay for the bill?
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah, my arm's cramping. Got the old alligator arms. Reaching for it.
Courtesy offer.
Yeah.
There you go. It's like you with McLean that one time when you ordered like 4 to-go boxes.
You're so wrong on this.
He didn't pay for your to-go plate?
He did.
Okay.
I
wouldn't have let that happen.
Literally had the credit card
out. Yeah, but I wouldn't have let that happen. And you're richer than me, so maybe there's a lesson there.
I
wouldn't have let that happen. He wouldn't have paid for my to-go plate.
I had the credit card out and was handing it to him.
That was pretty slimy.
How? Handing him a credit card to pay for my food?
Hey, I would have.
Now, could that have been a play?
No, I think you just tell the waiter, hey.
Oh, you thought I was just doing it for show?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
fantastic. I mean, some people be doing that.
He made McLean pay for a to-go plate. Like, McLean buys all of our lunch, and then Lopez says, hey, oh, I'm going to get a to-go plate too.
Yeah. My wife was hungry. And I was going to pay
That's
for
where
it.
You say, hey, waiter.
Let See, me put it's this on a it's ways order. Around it's ways around that because you could have pulled the waiter to the side and be like, hey,
yeah,
here, take my card.
That's
I
what
want.
Figgy would have done.
Yeah.
That's what Figgy would have done. That's what I that's would have done.
I, that's what I usually
do. I didn't see the waiter.
Okay.
You saw me hand him a credit card. Yeah,
and it was not, it wasn't no light to go plate either.
Now, I did that before.
Shrimp fried rice, baby.
Now, I did that before too, what Lopez just did, where I know somebody's going to pay for it, but I take my card out like, hey, I got it. And he's like, no, put your card back. I got it. I put my card right back.
No, yeah, you got to do the fake card thing.
Yeah.
But you're already, let's be honest, it's basically like a slingshot. You're going out, you're playing it.
Pretty much.
Like if they
Pretty
said, much. Okay, I would already be jerking it back and then I would have to go back out.
Like,
yeah.
You know you're not.
No, everybody has to do the fake reach. Yeah. Sometimes it's not even necessary.
And it's just really
you
for show.
But you ordered it to go plate.
And I told him I would pay for it and I pulled out my credit card and handed it to him.
But you know he was going to pay for it regardless,
no,
though,
I did
right?
Not.
And
no,
in the back
I
of your mind,
him.
You knew he was going to pay regardless.
No, I did not. Sometimes you go out to lunch, you know the person's going to pay, and you just trying to be, hey, let me pay for this. And they're like, no. And you knew they wanted, because if they invited you, you knew they were going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't feel bad about it.
Right, no.
This.
Nor should you.
What do you think Sean does when he goes out to eat with some of his rich friends? You think it's just bottomless, like whatever? You think he's ordering the top of the top?
I think he grabs the wine list. And, see, that's a tough call.
Do we do the fake wallet? Hey, here, you want me to?
No, he knows that he ain't going to pay.
You think Pendergast is going with the top wine?
That's what I was saying. Like that's a tough call.
You got to go in the middle, though, even if it's like a rich person, right?
I always go in the middle.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, go in the middle. But, like, if someone...
So you're not going with, like, the market price meal? You got to at least have, like, the...
Oh, he's going to order whatever he wants. If he's got his rich friends, he knows how rich they are, he's going to order whatever he wants. The wine list is dicey. I usually just give it to the person that invited. Here. Okay. You know, you... But I bet you Sean's going, yeah, let's go with the Alexander Vineyards 2019.
Can I get a sample of this?
Yeah.
Oh, 75?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Isn't this what we had on the jet?
Sean's got the rhythm, man. Are you at the point now where, and I want you to be honest, are you at the point now where when you go to a fancy ass dinner and they have the multiple forks and stuff, you know the exact order?
I've known that for years.
Okay, so you got it down?
Yeah.
Figgy, you got it down?
I never had it down.
I don't have
never.
It down either. I don't have it down.
I grab
either.
Whatever's close.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The up pork, the down.
I don't
know and I don't want to know. Because it's my choice.
Told you how it works, right?
You can tell me
I was
you
never.
Want to me.
I was never
outside
told.
In.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. That's it's made up. Like
no, it's not.
Yeah, some people use a spoon to eat something. Some people use a fork. Some people go to a Chinese restaurant.
But
they get chopsticks. Some people get forks.
Proper etiquette.
It's made up.
No, etiquette is not made up.
No, it's
they
made
set
up.
The table that way for a reason.
Well, that's fine, and then I can shuffle it around. It's
just
my
go
table.
Outside in.
Like, you don't tell me how to eat my what are you going to do? You can tell me how to eat my steak and potatoes? Like, I can't get the potatoes first? Nah, if I want to use this fork for that or that fork for that, I'm going to use it. Don't tell me how to do that.
And then dessert.
How you think you are, Queen Elizabeth?
And then top down from the top.
No. I'm going to use my utensils the way I want to use my damn utensils.
If it's rice, man, give me that spoon. Yeah.
Kidding me?
Scoop up that rice.
Give me that little ass spoon for that soup. You crazy? Slurp that.
Did John grab his card when he was in Vegas with Mattress Mac?
Hell no.
Who would?
Absolutely not.
Who would?
Coming up, let's go around the NFL. We got another slime off candidate, and it is a local personality who's just been on one lately. We'll talk about that, plus the latest on DeAndre Hopkins, and we think we know where Hard Knocks is going to be next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.